Welcome to the Sean Thompson Rocket Football Coaches Show, brought to you by these faithful partners in Rocket Football: Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams Agent, Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange, Homestead Realty when you're buying or selling real estate, Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899, Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday Night Football, First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. C-Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist. Now, let's get right to today's show. Welcome to the Monday podcast, where we reflect on the game from the previous weekend. Coach Thompson, not much of a game, but a lot of highlights. 78 points, school record, 78-0 down at Caverna, long trip down there, and the game went much quicker than the trip.
Yeah, for sure. You never go into a game wanting to score. You never go into a game wanting to score 78 points when the other team doesn't score any.
I remember a time we scored 70 and lost.
Yeah, for sure. You want to always score when you're out there on offense, but, you know, there comes a time where a situation just is a little off, and it started to get to that point on Friday, but, you know, it's tough, you know, because each week you go into a game, you're trying to take care of your team the same as you are the others. You know, we all kids get the same opportunity, and you know, we had a lot of kids that played. We played everyone that we took, mm-hmm. you know, and they were extremely successful when they stepped on the field, you know. So it's tough, but it happened. You know, we just got to both teams got to learn from that.
And like you say, you prepare all week. You play your starters, and your starters put up a bunch of touchdowns early. Yeah. And then you want to see some things. You want to see Luke Kreider have a good game. And yeah. he really looked to me more poised and at ease as he has all season.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And then you're, like you said, the young guys come in. I know you weren't too happy with them the previous week.
Yeah.
But they came in and held the line.
Yeah, for sure.
And scored twice.
Yeah. Well, three times. The touchdown went to a varsity guy, but we had already started subbing.
Into the second quarter.
Yeah. You know, each week, this is one thing I learned from Coach Starnes, is you get to this point in the year, you got to make sure your guys stay conditioned. You don't go into any game just wanting to play a quarter. Mm-hmm. You know, so what we've done is our philosophy has been try to make it to halftime. We get halftime. And then you can start getting those guys subbed out. But we had to start subbing before halftime just because of the situation. And it wasn't – Caverna's not that bad. That's not that why I'm sitting here saying. What happened was is there were some turnovers, a lot of short fields, defense scores, mm-hmm. Just the things that you that are your control and just short field with the offense and everything clicking, some things happen. But that's never the intent. I would never go into a game just trying to demoralize a team ever. I remember last year, and this was stood out to me. And you know, you start feeling some type of way on the sideline when things are going. But last year when we played Caverna, it's 60-0, and Perkins misses a kickoff, and it kind of rolls like an onside kick, and we recover it. I lost my mind, but I was like, I got to make this right. So we kneeled it out four times so they get the ball where if mm-hmm. they were to recover it right there. And as I'm doing that, those kids are looking at me because that clock is running. Coach, we just want to play football. Mm-hmm. We just want to play football. Coach, come on, play. And I'll never forget that, you know. So that's those kids come out every week and they want to play football mm-hmm. just the same as our kids come out and want to play football, just the same as our JV kids want to come out and play football. And that's what they do. That's why they play. That's why they continue to go through some of the things they go through that might be tough. You know, they just want to play the game. And for that, you have to commend those kids mm-hmm. Because they have heart.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, there were some quick turnover. I mean, there were times where they, four series out of five, they fumbled or lost the ball on interception on the first play of their possession.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, short field, and what do you can't tell your guys to clutch it. You know, you got to go.
That's when you start having injuries and stuff like that. And I'm, you know, I don't know what else we could have done outside of being disrespectful and you know, not playing. Mm-hmm. But
you don't want to have to make apologies for a game that's
no. And I'm not trying to apologize because I felt like I did everything in my power to be okay. It's just tough, and I don't want anyone to ever think that we just go out and that's what we're trying to do. Oh, I was waiting for this week so we could go out and do something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, those kids want to play football just the same. But much respect to those kids. They're tough. They continue to go out there and put in the work each week, and they want to be rewarded on Friday the same.
Let's talk a little bit about some of your personnel and your players of the game. Defensively, Lathan Easley was your player of the game. 3 solos, fumble recovery, 2 tackles for loss. But he also scored a touchdown. That was not his first one, he told me. He had one as a freshman,
but he looked the same. He's a lot bigger now than he was when he was a freshman. He looked the exact same. Mm-hmm. You know, those little legs get to churning. It's fun to watch. You know, a guy that doesn't get the opportunity to run the ball as much got in there. Something we had talked about early in the week, getting him in there and seeing what he looked like down there close to the goal line. And we know that Lathan's explosive and can move and fly all over the field. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see him get a score right there. Mm-hmm. But defensively, he did what he typically does. He didn't have that many plays. But
when they don't have that many offensive plays, you don't run your numbers up defensively.
Yeah, for sure. But he went out and he was explosive. He was fast. And made the plays he was supposed to make. So he's a guy that's tough for us. And when given the opportunity to reward him for the work he's put in, it's nice to be able to do that this week.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys had some firsts, you know. Gatton Travis, young freshman, scored his first touchdown.
Yeah.
Micah Newcomb, freshman, threw his first touchdown pass.
Yeah.
And then another guy that comes in, backup guy, Kiefer Marshall, scored a touchdown. But I think Kiefer scored some touchdowns over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in a lot of games.
Kiefer's got a lot of time, man. He's our backup running back right now, you know. Outside of X and Caden being that 1-2 right there, Kiefer's that guy that comes in when X needs a blow. He's come in some varsity action for us this year, but he's a guy that, you know, you don't want to skip over him and that opportunity to get playing time on offense where he may not get as much. And he went in and took advantage of it.
And, of course, Bryson Baker. Good opportunity here to talk about Bryson. 2 touchdown passes. Yeah. He has – that was his first in his career, and he got 2.
Yeah.
And he's your offensive player of the game.
Yeah, Bryson continues to step up for us and make plays. You know, first time I ever saw him play was he was an eighth grader. They were playing against Caldwell, and I guess he came out of his shell in that game, and that group beat Caldwell. Mm-hmm. And I had to make sure that I talked to that kid before he left the field that day. I remember asking him, I said, "Who are you?" and his response, "Bryson Baker." I was like, "You're going to be a star one day." And then, you know, every year since, I've told him, you know, when you believe in you like I believe in you, you're going to be unstoppable. Uh-huh. Well, he believes in him now. Now you're starting to see each week he's making these plays
it's
for
coming.
Us.
That's right.
So the more that he starts believing himself, the more he's going to get done for us. And what it does is put guys all the way across the field that you have to respect as a defense. And then you can't load the box up on us, or you can't say, "I'm going to put 2 guys on this receiver and then we'll single up everywhere else." You know, it just forces defenses to stay honest. And I'm loving the progress that he's having in a short amount of time.
Yeah, he's been a great athlete since all the way back in Little League. Didn't play a whole lot of football young when he was younger. Played some baseball and some basketball, but he's quite an athlete. And, man, he's long. And when you have him and Preston Turley, and Preston caught another touchdown pass this week, and Preston Morganson, who's got the hands and quickness. And we've got plenty of weapons. We just need to keep them good and sharp, right?
For sure.
That's why you got to score 78. Keep everybody sharp.
We got to work on us every opportunity we get.
So your special teams player of the week is a guy with a sore leg. He kicked so much on Friday night. Is Noah Perkins. And Noah had 8 PATs, and that gives him he's over 30 now in a row. And here's one of Andy's typical statistics, and you can read all about this. Andy Hunt's our team historian, team statistician, compiler, whatever. He's the official guru of everything Rocket football, and he digs up some great information. You can read all about it on the Rocket football website on the blog there. Go to the Crittenden Press and go to sports. But Noah Perkins has become the 52nd kicker in the history of Kentucky high school football to kick 30 consecutive extra points. And this streak goes back to last year. Anytime you're in the top 100 in the history of high school football, you're pretty big stuff. And here he is, 52nd kicker ever to do this. Yeah. That's a lot of people.
For sure. You know, he's Mr. Automatic. When we score, we know that we can depend on him to get the point after. And it's nice knowing that you have that security to not get behind on the scoreboard or behind schedule as far as scoring goes, because once you have to start going for two, it gets difficult.
Of course, we started this game going for two.
Yeah, you know, it was an opportunity for us to work on some things, and, you know, you got to get that two-point conversion to run that clock there without scoring another touchdown. So we wanted to work on a few of our things in our swinging gate that we use to let people know it's not just a facade. We have fakes out of it.
Yeah.
We're just not trying to make you line up. We do some things with it. And they did a really good job with that, but it also showed us what we needed to work on with that.
And I heard some of the kids coming to the sidelines saying that, asking some questions about it. So obviously beneficial.
Yeah, for sure. So we know that what we have to work on that, give Coach Brown something on his special teams to do there. So, you know, Friday was a good opportunity for us to work on some things that we don't typically do. I mean, I think we came out and threw the ball the first 11 offensive plays we had.
Yes, you did not have a designed running play until late in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you had a couple of – Luke had to run for his life, I think, a couple of times, but no designed running play.
Yeah, and it was all about working on those things, being able to drop back and make sure our protections were right. And you saw that's something that we got to work on this week. Yeah. Some things we have to fix as far as what we're looking at, where our eyes are at. And that goes to the quarterback as well, is making sure that, because he's a part of that protection scheme, and make sure we do those things right. But we just wanted to go in this game and work on us. Mm-hmm. This was about us, and we saw what we need to fix, and we'll get those things fixed before we go and play this Saturday.
And you talk about pass protection. You look up front, and your run blocking, everything was good. Your lineman of the week this week is your center, Benjamin Evans. First time he's ever gotten the player of the week.
Yeah.
Got to be proud of him, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely proud of him. I'm proud. This is what made me proud, and this is what really put him over the top. One, this is the highest grade he's had this year when he graded it out. But the pressure of – we only had 9 available offensive linemen on Friday. So one of our guys had to continue to play, or else we didn't have enough linemen once we subbed. And he played some tackle for us, which is 2 spots away from where he's used to being. And did a really good job there. It didn't affect his grade at all. In fact, it increased his grade playing that tackle position. And he just did a really good job. So for me, I was proud because, as you know, he has the tendency of getting a little lazy when he's allowed to do that. And he didn't do that. He went out there and he continued to compete. And that's what made me proud for him. So I'm happy to be able to reward him. And you have to reward the kids when they do what you're asking to do. And we stay on Ben all the time. I know I talk to you all the time about him. This is what we need out of him. And he takes it. And he doesn't ever get down, and he continues to get better. So
we'll see how the reward works. You know, yeah. Beating him hasn't worked till now. So.
I know. I've done that a few times as well.
We'll see if the reverse psychology works here. Yeah. So, all right. Well, you know, anytime you get a W to start your district play, it's nice. And then we're going to turn around and play Fulton County this week on a we get an extra day's rest because they have had some COVID issues and are coming out of the COVID isolation, I guess you'll say. The COVID police had them shut down for 2 weeks, and they're going to only get a couple of practices this week. So I'm sure it'll be kind of tough on them to bounce back after this.
For sure, but they're a tough team. They're hard-nosed. They'll come ready to fight, so we got to make sure that we get better this week.
And we'll stay on schedule with the coaches show on Thursday, even though you will not be playing till Saturday. A lot of people asking, this is a Saturday game. Little League plays during the day here.
Yeah.
I think they play before noon, what, 11 o'clock or something?
The second game is at 11.
So that'd be the 9 o'clock, maybe first game.
Yeah.
So they will be at the stadium. They'll play, I think it's play Webster County.
Yeah.
And then they'll clear the stadium out, disinfect everything, clean the bathrooms, and you know, while it's locked down, and then open back up.
4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock, gates will open, and tickets, same thing. They'll go on sale same day, or is there going to be some extra?
Tickets will go on sale for the home fans on Thursday. All right. Now, there were some people that got frustrated with the people who run the ticketing platform. There's a few of us that monitor that. Don't go on there and try to buy visitor tickets. They're going to be refunded. This is the easiest way for us to provide them their tickets up front. Just like we try to take care of our parents, we're going to make sure that they get theirs. And it is what it is. Just be patient. Tickets will come out on Thursday. I promise there will be tickets there. Mm-hmm. Everyone got the tickets they needed. There's no need to panic. It will be okay.
All right. It's still living under the COVID guidelines, and it's tough. And some of it we understand, some of it we don't, but we just have to play by the rules.
I don't understand some of it. But I'm not supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody should. Mm-hmm. But just because we're the messenger of it, don't
kill the messenger.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger. We're just doing what we have to do to make sure that we can play football every week.
Coach Thompson, we'll talk to you on Thursday about the Fulton County Pilots as we hope to gain some home field advantage with a win over Fulton County this week. We'll talk to you later in the week, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining us on today's show. And remember these fine partners when you are shopping or doing business in Crittenden County. Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams Agent. Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange. Homestead Realty, when you're buying or selling real estate. Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899. Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday Night Football. First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. Seaplant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist.